going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in and get off your chest, feel better. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call now, 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, try back, and we'll try to get you on. Good morning, Wayne. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. You were talking about the lottery a little while ago, and what really bugs me about it is that every time that Mega Millions or whatever it is, the one across the United States that gets up to a record $700 million or $900 million, California wins it. I think that thing's rigged. I don't play it no more, and that's bugging me.
I did notice the pattern, I believe you, but it's one of the most populated states, I guess, if it's available in Florida, California, and New York.
Yeah,
so one of those three states, the greatest chance of winning, yep. I think.
I don't trust Newsom.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, too.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me is I forgot to bring your Detroit Tigers baseball cards for Al Kaline and Norm Cash down to the Bob Rose thing at Scramble. And then what's also bugging me is that it's I forgot the other thing that's bugging me, but
that's okay.
Oh, that bugs me when that happens.
We hear from you plenty.
We're here.
Good morning, Paul. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is the enduring misconception that the larger the lottery, hence more entrants, decreases a given ticket's odds of winning that lottery. The odds are statistically immutable. What increases is the chance you'll have to share that pot with others. But the odds never change on a given ticket winning.
Wow. Good point. Yeah. I don't think people just... Look, I throw a couple of bucks out there so I can just dream the dream. It's
sure.
like going to the movies, but yeah. except for 5 minutes. And
yeah,
it's so it's more of a fun thing. I would never... I'm not a gambler by nature.
It's always funny for me to see people will suddenly buy one when it's like $300 million.
Yeah.
Like,
I've done the same thing.
I'm not going to mess with a million. I don't need that.
I've done the same thing because you catch up on the hype.
Oh,
because
sure.
you're now your dream expanded.
Yes.
Now you can have your own jet.
Yeah.
Two-stroke, good morning. What's bugging you?
Well, what's bugging me is there's nothing bugging me. America,
yeah. That's good. Well, that shouldn't bug you. You should be happy. That would be more of a smile. You know what? You know what makes me smile? Nothing's bugging me. But anyway, good. I'm glad. Joe, what's bugging you?
Yeah, what's bugging me is this deportation, John, with this MS-13 members. You know, when the Italians back in the mob days, and even in the Jewish mob. They got deported back to their countries, and nobody had Fitz back then. But yet we're going to have Fitz over this kind of this These politicians make me sick, and especially the spineless Republican ones. But this deportation stuff is what's bugging the heck.
Yeah, but always. It's not the spineless Republicans that are stepping in the way of deportation, just so you know. But, yeah, nobody likes spineless Republicans.
Nobody likes them either, no. Yeah.
Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, brother. You know, I was doing some research yesterday, and what's really bugging me from research, we still don't know who the January 6th pipe bomber is. We don't know much about Thomas Mathis Crooks. Still don't know a whole lot of who was assassinating Ryan Ruth. And then the third odd kind of story is that one that came out of Nikita Kaspa, the kid who killed his parents and was claiming to assassinate Trump. One thing I found in that case is all leads back to Ukraine, and it really bugs me. We don't have any information on these things still today. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
Well, they're busy working on Vegas right now still.
Wow.
Did I beat you to it?
Get out of my head.
Sorry.
I wasn't going to present it that way, but that was I liked how you did that.
Okay, thanks.
Good morning, Evan. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. You know, what's getting at me is I recently took custody of four of my kids, you know, and that's a great thing, except now I'm jumping through all the loopholes and doing the dog and pony show for, you know, DCF and Social Security and all those other services, you know, that I have to take care of, insurance and everything else. And they certainly don't make it easy. I mean, it's been a six-month process so far, 6 months since I've had custody of my children, and it has just been a huge pain in my rear. The bureaucracy is crazy. The hoops you have to jump through are crazy, and that's what's bugging me. I hope you guys have a great day. God bless you guys. God bless Trump, and God bless America.
No, God bless you and your kids, and hopefully you'll get through this tough period and the bureaucracy and that, and things will turn out very, very well. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is some of this AI stuff. I just heard on the TV the other day that Sam's is going to get rid of all of their checkouts, you know, checkout lanes, that you're going to have a download an app, and you're going to have to scan everything when you're going through the store. What about these people? Like, some of these older people I know have these old flip phones. You can't download an app. You can't scan anything. So, I mean, I just do not like this idea at all.
Well, that's okay because AI is going to harvest the organs of any of those people that don't get the app.
Wow. Well, and on that optimistic thought.
Is that too much?
Too soon. Yeah, too soon.
Thanks for your participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick, and also your code word is next. 97.3 The Sky.